Right, Dave, so it's not what you would have been wanting when you came here this morning or this afternoon, but 2-1 just after half-time, the game's abandoned.
Yeah, I suppose with the forecast that was forecast, we knew that if the weather that was predicted came, that it wasn't going to be pretty. And it was strange driving up. It was blue skies. I think it was worse further towards where I live, really. And then even in the warm-up, weather was not too bad, fine. But once we got out for the kick-off, it was a constant deluge, really. And even in the first half, you're thinking that if this doesn't stop quickly, that the game's going to be in danger. I suppose from our perspective, you've got to do a professional job, and regardless of the scoreline, try and keep going in the hope that, like I say, the game gets finished. I think from both perspectives, we wanted the game to be finished, because ultimately, coming on a Tuesday evening back up here for them ain't ideal, and we're obviously in front of the game, but it wasn't to be. So there's not a great deal to be done. Like I say, the referee comes over and asks the question. I'm one of them in these circumstances. Ultimately, it's his decision. He's in charge of the game. If somebody gets hurt out there, he's got to justify why that game wasn't stopped. And like I say, it became pretty evident straight after the interval, really, that were we going to get through it? Not highly unlikely.
You maybe suspected some at the end of first half as Zimmerframe ended up in the technical area.
Yeah, like I say, the way the wind was, there was no protection from it, really. It was, like I say, it was straight down the pitch. The stand, the way that's positioned, wasn't doing anything, really. But yeah, certainly a unique moment, a runaway sort of wheeled Zimmerframe flying into our home dugout is, again, something that you'll probably not see every week.
Back to the football, first half went as pretty well, started well. Sam Finlay with the goal, running from right through the centre midfield and took his strike well.
Yeah, it's always tough, because I think ultimately with the conditions like that, you have to do the basics well, and it was never going to be a pretty game. But ultimately, it was about for us there getting the ball wide and getting as many balls as we could in the box to use any weather conditions that we had in our favour. We didn't do that enough to begin with. As the half sort of stretched, I thought we got better at it. But obviously, going front, concede a poor goal. We sort of, again, with the system we played, it didn't really. So we were going to make a change at half. Well, we'd made a change at half time. It didn't really, suit and didn't really get us on the front foot with them playing the one up front. But it should have suited us in terms of being able to get the ball to our wing backs and get the ball in the box. And we didn't do that enough. I wanted second half us to not sit back and sort of try and see the game out, us to be on the front foot and be positive in our defending. So we took a centre half off and brought a winger on. I'm wanting to get more bodies up the top end of the pitch, but it wasn't to be, because ultimately we've been foiled by predicted weather.
And then the second goal, obviously it doesn't mean much now, but that was a nice work corner. Is that something you've been working on in training?
Yeah, I mean, even the corner before was well worked. Rowie ends up with a strike that gets blocked. The second one, again, a low ball in. Obviously, Rowie chops it and strikes the ball across, and Jack's there to sort of bumble it in at the back post, if you like. So, yeah, it's nice for us to score from set pieces. We try and work on little things today. We had a little bit more physicality about us with five big uns being in there. But I think on a day like today, it was really a case of putting the ball in the danger area as often as possible and making teams defend. And if something drops for you, something drops for you. Thankfully today it did, but in the grand scheme of things, it's come to nothing at the end of the day.
Nobody must be more disappointed than Jay Lynch. That save at the end of the first half was spectacular.
Yeah, great save. From my perspective, terrible defending, and I suppose part of the reason why we were looking at changing it at half time, really. There's always a danger with having a back three and one striker who's doing what. I thought you were doing it, and he's, to be fair, he's got in twice, he scored once and then gone straight through the middle, nearly scored again. So we were going to make it more, I suppose, more structured and go as a four, and just have one marking, one covering, and get our fullbacks marking against their wide players. But nevertheless, like I say, a great save that kept us in the league going into the break.
So looking ahead now, Wrexham on Tuesday. I suppose you'll be checking the forecast again.
You've just asked that question straight away, really. It's a hard one. Because I said only to my at home yesterday, we've never had a game abandoned here. Last year, funny enough, at the start of the season, through sort of August, September, we were pretty close because there were some absolutely incessant downpours that resulted in the pitch sort of puddling. With it being so firm, it does tend to puddle on the surface. I'm no doubt it'll be dry within a couple of hours. If it stopped raining, it'll be dry within a couple of hours. It does drain really well, but like I say, it's a new, unique situation where that much wet rain's put down in such a short space of time. It's always going to be tough. Hopefully now it'll be fine for Tuesday, and we have a chance to back up our last win, if you like, against the same team that we played back then, and try and put 3 points on the board, which was taken away from us today.
Despite the condition, everybody come back in at half time, I suppose. Now we're all fit, everybody all right for Tuesday?
Yeah, should be fine. We've got a problem with James Hardy. He's got a problem with his back, so he's seen someone on Monday. He'll probably have a little bit of a time out in terms of where he's at. But certainly within the game, Tunney, obviously his first game back, was a little bit tight, but nothing that was going to stop him going back out for the second half. So everyone should be fine. Like I say, it's a 45 minutes in the legs. Everyone else will have played 90. We've got to make sure we take advantage of that on Tuesday now.